This bracha of La'olam Yehi'adam really taps into the Jewish mission. After having spoken about the fact that most people spend their lives immersed in vanity and futility and wasting their time on this earth, we now talk about ourselves. Aval anachnu amcha b'nei b'risecha. And the word aval doesn't mean but, it means in truth. Just like the brothers, when they come to Yosef, aval ashemim anachnu, in truth we are guilty. Here we start talking about ourselves and say, in truth. And this is something Rav Shimon Schwab said, we should shout it from the rooftops. We are aware on the one hand that we've failed in our mission to improve the world. But nonetheless, we're separate from the rest of humanity. And it's this tension that we live with on a daily basis. An awareness of who we are. We're B'nai B'risecha. We have a covenanted relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are partners with Him in this world. And it's nothing to do with us. We might have fallen short, but nonetheless, we're children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But Avraham, Ehavcha, the children of your beloved Avraham, the only person about whom in the Torah it says, Avraham, Ehavi, the one who loved me. We'll say it later on in Davening. Atu Hashem Levadecha. You are Hashem alone, it's from Nehemiah. You made the world, the heavens, and all the hosts, the world, earth, and all that's in it, the seas, and everything that's there. You give life to everything. Everything bows down to you. Ata hu Hashem Elokim. You are Hashem, our God. You chose Avram. You took him out of our custom. You gave him, changed his name to Avram. Umatzasas levavei ne'aman lefanecha. You found him faithful in front of you. And therefore, v'charesi mayabris, you made a relationship with him. You sealed a covenant with him. As Rav Schwab says, and it's so powerful, poetic, and beautiful. Out of the vastness of the universe and all of creation, physical and metaphysical, you, the creator of all of the universe, you selected one little child who rediscovered your existence to be the father of your future Am Sgula, your nation. Shenishpata l'bahar marei, you made an oath to him at the time of the Akedah. As the pasuk tells us, Binishpatinu Mashem, I swear by my name, I'm going to bless you. I will make your children great as the stars of the heavens and the sand on the seashores. For Yerash Zaracha Shar Aivav, and your children will vanquish their enemies. And through your children, all the nations of the world will be blessed. We are those children. We are those children of Avraham Avinu. We have a mission, we have a purpose, we have a legacy, and we have a destiny. More than that, we're the children of Yitzchak, Zera Yitzchak Yechidoi. Avraham Avinu has 8 children. He has Yishmael, he has 6 B'nai Keturah. But the one who's going to carry on the mission and the message, the one that will ultimately transform the world, is Yitzchak. Yitzchak's the only one that was like him. Bincha Yechidecha. The one that was like Avraham, the one that carries on in his footsteps, that carries on the mission. Shnekat Gavim Mizbeach. Becomes a korban. He's the one that's willing to give up his life for something which is bigger, more fundamental, more powerful. Often, in Slichas, when we talk about Mysterious Nefesh, we talk about Akedas Yitzchak. It's the prototype. Yitzchak Avinu teaches us that we're meant to dedicate our lives to that which we know to be true. Ades Yaakov bin Chabacharecha, Yaakov, the firstborn son, regardless of what Esav thinks, Yaakov is the Bechaira. Yaakov is the one that's going to carry on the message, and that gets translated and transformed into B'nai B'chori Yisrael, that is Klal Yisrael. The ones that bear the legacy of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So even if we fall short, we still need to know who we are and what our mission is.